The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This is
a big party, man.
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And how you doing, my man, Evan?
Better now. You sound great. No, I'm happy to hear you're feeling better, man.
Man, I am feeling better. Thanks, as always, to my man, Stu, for doing a yeoman's job. And thank you to the listening audience for always supporting him and me and the radio station. And, you know, I got a couple serious subjects that I want to talk about this evening. But I got this one, Evan, that I got to talk about, man. And it's been on my mind for a while. And so, look, I'm not a prude, man. So yeah. don't think that I'm a prude, man. I'm not. And I know Crudy and them call me an old man and all those kinds of things and all of those things. But explain to me something, man. What is it today with celebrity women, many of them in their late 40s, 50s, trying to wear clothing that doesn't cover anything up?
It's interesting that you bring this up. And I know, you know, your little prelude there, oh, I'm not a prude, and I'm going to acknowledge and respect that statement. You know, I'm not responding to that thinking that it's too old-fashioned. It has to do with this obsession of being young. If you remember back in the 90s, early aughts, it was an obsession with being thin. I remember it vividly, just amongst my peers. It was sort of this underlying torrent through the culture that to be thin was to be successful. And now it's to be young.
You're never going to be young again.
No, you are not. No.
Okay, no. So I'm talking there. Look, man, I have to be old because, you know, there was a time when women would not even have their undergarments hanging outside on the line.
Yeah,
in this country.
Sure.
They had self-respect. They just did not. It was something a woman just would not have people they didn't know gawking at their undergarments and those kind. I must be old because I've been around a while. And now I'm watching, and there's people who are wearing see-through clothing.
Yeah.
Everything's see-through.
And it's to shock. You know, it's to grab that attention.
So young 22, 25. I mean, I don't even get it then. But when, for heaven's sakes, when you're 45 and 50 years old, I don't care how you look and how you've been trying to preserve. But shouldn't some wisdom have come in? Why are you still running around trying to, you can't compete with the 25-year-olds. Your daughters, I mean, some of these women are twice their daughters' ages.
Sure. I'd honestly love to hear from some, because I do know people that dress, I don't know, you could consider it racy, but they carry themselves in a way where it doesn't seem like they're compensating for anything. It's a form of expression, you know? And I'd love to hear from somebody.
Listen, man, to dress, you know, like these models, and I know the entertainment field is rough, it's tough, it's tumble for women. And, mm-hmm. and I've just been watching, you know, there are a lot of times that I'll be watching TV, and then all of a sudden something like that will pop up. And then I get ready to turn the channel. But then my eyes say, well, you gotta, you're in this business. You gotta look at that. You gotta watch that so you know what you're talking about.
There is that's no accident either. These fashion trends are designed for the male gaze. That's something that's been long established.
That.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm not aware of that. I'm saying, why would women who should know better at that age, 40, 50 years old, they shouldn't they know that they've gone through that.
Sure.
And just by dressing in that manner and doing all that is not going to make them any younger. As a matter of fact, it's why I am having the conversation now, because I don't know if anybody else is going to have it. But somebody needs to tell them. Well, it's Halle Berry and she's got on the shortest of mini skirts. Well, Halle Berry is almost a grandmother. I don't care how you preserve it. You're still almost a grandmother. Why are you?
Especially.
Well, the young girls, the young women are walking around like that. Get some dignity.
Sure.
Or am I wrong? The phone lines are open. At 844-967-2789.
That one-upsmanship is deadly, man. I mean, it turns into this one-upsmanship. It turns into this almost sort of competition to shock, especially when television.
The men don't have to worry about that.
Exactly.
But the women do, and I would think they would have some dignity. Come on. I think it's Madonna. And Madonna is what? I don't know, 60 years old? And Madonna's running around with everything hanging out, trying to compete with a 25-year-old daughter. I mean, come on. Well, I get it. You don't want to get old. Who does? Anybody in their right mind does not want to get old. But we know that with that should come some wisdom. Who do we have on the line, man?
We've got Hawk from Madison.
Hey, Hawk, how you doing, man?
Mark, man, what are you doing, bro? Like, what are you trying to alienate every single female listener you might have? Like, dude, it doesn't matter how old a woman is. My 8-year-old daughter or my 80-year-old grandma can wear whatever the heck they want. And if you think, or if Evan thinks, or any guy thinks, that women are wearing fashion for men, it just shows how little itty-bitty bit men know.
Just so that you understand me, I mean that fashion is designed in this way. I'm not saying women choose their clothes for any real reason, but
Let me respond to Hawk.
Yeah.
clearly, you wouldn't want, and you sound like a young man. You sound to be about 30 years old. You wouldn't want your mom.
Oh my God, you're so kind.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever it is, you wouldn't want your mother or your grandmother running around. Like I said, Madonna's 60 years old. She's got everything hanging out. She's got a 25-year-old daughter. Whether or not she can wear it or not, you can wear it. Everybody has a right to wear what they want to wear. But at some point in time, where's the dignity? She's done enough in her life that she shouldn't have to be relegated to thingism.
What I'm trying to tell you, though, is that what women wear, some women wear it, for one reason or another. There might be 20 different reasons why a woman wears a particular thing.
Whatever the reason is, it for a woman to wear something that shows everything she has, something is wrong with that. Especially when men in a society don't know how to control themselves. You put yourself in a situation that you can be hurt.
That's a bigger problem with the men, though. If you ask me, that's the bigger problem with the men in society, that we don't know how to control ourselves around women. That's a bigger problem. Like, I think,
listen, man.
Honestly,
listen.
Mark, you just said it, Mark. You just said it, Mark. We're the problem.
See, you called me. You called me Mark. You called me. I don't know whoever else you called me. But my name is Earl. But I appreciate you calling.
Sorry, Earl. Sorry.
That's all right. I appreciate you calling.
We're the problem. But we're the problem.
Well, yeah. Because okay. I don't think so. I just think that there comes a time when maturity should come into the picture. And clearly, when you have daughters, you send the wrong message that you are trying to compete with your daughter. Just doesn't make any sense to me, Mark. Thank you very much.
We're all partying now. No. Yeah.
All right, Thank you very much for the call, man. Who do we have up next, Evan?
Now we've got Mark. Ask and you shall receive. We got Mark from the sack.
Not Mark from the sack.
Mark from the
one
sack.
And only.
He's going to weigh in on this.
I'm going to weigh in on this. I kind of disagree with the Earl that I think people should just let it all hang out. I mean, that one thing that gets me is I see these television shows now where I see blood splattering all over the place. You know, people getting opened up and yet there's the unwillingness to actually show, you know, nude people. I mean, that image gets blurred out. I mean, that...
That's a uniquely American thing, too.
You know, and that I'm all for just, you know, let it, you know, we've all got equipment and...
Hey, Mark. I hope that I won't ever see you letting it all hang out.
No, you won't see that. However, I mean, I'm all for, you know, it just is... We got to get rid of this puritanical image thing, and it just is. I mean, that's my point on this. I mean, Mark,
and I appreciate it, but I had to get it off my chest, man. I got it off my chest.
And one thing that Hawk brought up that I do think is really important that feel about this way any way you might feel, but to sort of leverage it against how men misbehave, hurt, assault people, you know? Don't dress like that because you bring something on yourself. That is a bigger problem. To think like that is a major problem. And
I believe that
boys will be boys mentality is dangerous and we need to
what I'm saying is let me leave it there before I get in even more trouble. We've got to go to a break and 844-967-2789. What do you say? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Right.